and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Today I would like to continue with the theme that I started in the last program, musicians who played with Bix in recordings that do not include Bix. And I played a number of recordings that included Stan King, and there are so many of these recordings that I decided to devote today's program again to Stan King. And for the modern musicians, I will turn to a recording of Josh Duffy and his orchestra that was recorded live at the recent Bix Festival in Davenport. All right, let's get started with the music, and I will start first with a couple of recordings by the Charleston Chasers from July 24, 1929. First, I'll have Red Hair and Freckles, and then Lovable and Sweet. And the composition of the Charleston Chasers is Phil Napoleon and possibly Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Fud Livingston on clarinet or alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Joe Tardo on bass, and Stan King on drums. So let's listen to Stan King with the Charleston Chasers in 1929. Thank you. and Freckles was a composition by Livingston, and he also did the arrangement. You can hear Stan King very prominently in that recording. In the second, the last recording that I played, Lovable and Sweet, Joe Tarto's string bass is very, very prominent, and he does a really good job with it. Well, since I played Lovable and Sweet by the Charleston Chasers, I'm going to play now Lovable and Sweet again, this time by Annette Henshaw. This is a recording from August 29, 1929, and she's accompanied here by Tommy Dorsey on trumpet, and another trumpet, Brian Ross, gives a question mark, could it be Manny Klein? Charles Butterfield is on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, or alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on guitar, Hank Stern on brass bass, and Stan King on drums. I will follow that with a recording from October 1929. This is The Right Kind of Man, with Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Charlie Butterfield on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Irving Brodsky on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Joe Tarto on bass, and Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to Annette Henshaw in 1929 with Stan King on drums.
And I love has all of my love and how. Talk about your perfect lover, and you couldn't help discover that he's that way lovable and sweet. He's candy, has he got the arms that thrill you, lips that seem to whisper with you, and he's that way lovable, just 6 feet two with eyes of blue. Oh gee, oh gosh, whenever we're all alone. Oh gosh, and oh gee, what happened to simply too good to be known? Bubbling over with affection, satisfying to perfection. Is he that way lovable and sweet?
I fall in love nearly every day.
could make me big blue. I'd like to find him. Still, I'll admit you may think it strange, but I'm tired of it. I'd be glad to change, and I'd love one alone if I was sure he'd be my own. If I could find him the right kind of man, he'd make me mind him the right kind of man. I could be slaving, behaving all the day long. Wouldn't do wrong. I'd feed him kisses that wouldn't make him fall. No other kisses could tempt him at all. I'd always guide him beside him where I belong. I'm just so full of love, and to the world I'm making this plea. Where is the man I love? Somewhere I know he's waiting for me. Where can he be? Don't need a palace in Paris or Rome. Could even live in a tent for a home. I wouldn't feel bad if I had the right kind of man.
Wasn't Danette Henshaw fantastic? I really like her very much. Okay, now I will play a couple of recordings of Stan King with the California Ramblers. This was recorded on August 1st, 1929. First I'll have Song of the Blues and then Broken Idol. Chelsea Quilly and Fran Van Epps are on trumpet, Carl Loeffler on trombone, Pete Pumiglio and Harold Marcus on clarinet or alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, John C. Gray on piano, Tommy Fellini on guitar, Ward Lay on the brass bass, and Stan King on drums. The vocal in Song of the Blues is by Phil Dewey. So let's listen then to Stan King in 1929 with the California Ramblers. Thank you.
and willow trees. Seems they're bringing you the song of the blues. That whippoorwill up on the hill, that lonesome call when all the world is still, seems it's singing you the song of the blues. That peaceful river flowing down to the sea, the stars that twinkle way up high, all croon one tune, the same blue melody, just a weary lullaby. That haunting strain creeps in your brain, you'll never lose it till you're home again. You'll be clinging to the song of the blues.
I'd like to turn now to a couple of recordings by Ben Selvin. First, The Free and Easy. This is by Ed Lloyd and his orchestra, but it's really Ben Selvin. There is a vocal by Smith Ballou here, and Ben Selvin is on violin, Leo McConville and Fred Farrar or Tommy Gott on trumpet. Tommy Dorsey's on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Rube Bloom on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo or guitar, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Stan King on drums. I will follow that with a cheerful little earful recorded on December 12, 1930, and Brian Ross gives the composition of the band as Ben Selvin on violin, Manny Klein and Tommy Gott on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Goodman, Martin and Wolfson on reeds, Cornell Smelser on piano or accordion, Rube Bloom on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Hank Stern on bass, Stan King on drums, and there is a vocal here by Helen Rowland. So let's listen then to Stan King with Ben Selvin in 1930.
Partner now. Show girls, slow girls, never had a bow, girls, here's your only chance and how. If you please it, while the music plays, you can dance for days to that lazy craze, free and easy.
gosh, I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stock can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, 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 kookaroo it, soft and cue it, make me happy, you can do it, with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
That was sweet and nice. All right, I would like to finish the segment on Stan King by playing a recording in which Stan King actually solos, and this is rather unusual. In the 1920s, drummers didn't solo. This is then by Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, recorded on January 16, 1930, with Manny Cline on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Rube Bloom on piano, and Stan King on drums. And it's The Man from the South.
Why do all those people shout? Hear them bing, bing, banging on those tails. It can't be Hoover, can't be Ford. Everybody's running toward. Must be Lindbergh or the Prince of Wales. Is that you passing by? Say, folks, I know that guy. He's a great big man from the South. Just a great big man from the South. He had a big cigar in his mouth. He comes from the
I'm gonna tell you about that great big man from the South. He was a great big man from the South. He used to have a big cigar in his mouth. Of course I knew that he was from the South.
That is a great recording. Did you get a lot of the solos by Benny Goodman and Adrian Rollini there? They're great. Well, this brings us to an end, the segment about Stan King, drummer. And I guess it is appropriate to continue with another drummer. This is now Josh Duffy and his orchestra. And fellow from Chile named Abdon Somoza did a lot of video recording of the festival, the 2002 Bix Festival in Davenport a couple of months ago, and kindly sent me a copy of the tape that he made. And I'm taking the audio portion of that videotape and bringing you then two numbers by Josh Duffy and his orchestra, augmented by the new Wolverine Orchestra. And the two numbers are first In My Merry Oldsmobile and then My Pretty Girl. So here are Josh Duffy and Trevor Rippingale and their orchestras in Davenport and the Bix Festival 2002.
One, two, one. No, Jack's just a great guy. All right, here we go with My Pretty Girl Stomp.
One, two, two, two.
Tell you, the audience went wild after that rendition of My Pretty Girl, and the orchestras got a standing ovation there. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haynes saying, through his music, Biggs is alive.